たおむねむねまはむなゆそはてあたおむねむねまSo next is the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. So those, if you don't have the gold prayer book, it's on the blue sheet in the white binder. So start with the stanza first, and then we'll chant the mantra 7 times. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the 3 poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samogate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samogate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze.Maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samogate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samogate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samogate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze.Maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samogate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samogate soha. Now let's read the 4 measurables 1 time in English.May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn the page to 37, and then there's the 4 measurables chanting version. So we'll chant that once in Tibetan, and then if you have the white binders, just the, the Tibetan words by the music notes. Sen chen tam che de wa dang de wei yu dang den pa yu qi dung ya dangLet's chant the Ten Raises Mantra right below that 8 times. He's the Buddha of Great Compassion. And then underneath that, Green Taurus Mantra 7 times. She's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. tare tu tare tu re soha. Om 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 tare tu tare tu re soha.
Good morning. Yeah. Happy Easter. And how about we, like, you know, before we talk, we little bit pray, because this morning when I wake up, I saw the news at Sri Lanka. Yeah, it's terrible, like, you know, this toll many of the church and the hotels, and kill more than 200 people, and injury, I think, more 500 people. Yeah. Therefore, we pray, and together is more powerful. And I think pray for this whole suffering, and no more this disaster in our wonderful earth. And also more peaceful, okay? I think we recite Om Mani Padme Hum, like for one mala, and some medicine Buddha mantra. It's good for people who pass away, good for people sickness, and all Mother Sinji being, I think. Okay. Yeah.
Do out loud for the whole 100
years. Yes, we don't have to sing, like, you know, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, something like that. If we sing, take. Yeah.
So should we chant a few and then do? Yeah, let's just chant. Okay, just restart reciting.
Okay.
All right, and then maybe we'll chant the last one together, okay. And then you know it's the end.
Yeah. Okay. And people who don't know, and Om Mani Padme Hum, and Medicine Buddha Mantra, it's okay. Think about the positive for those people who are suffering, and you don't have to also, like, you know, pray, just think it's good. Okay? Yeah. It's good, right? Okay. Okay. And the Geshe-la and the Donor Singh asked me to talk about the seven line practice. Then we did last few Thursday, right? Then I thought I want to talk again today, because it is very important, because the seven line practice is highly recommended. All Kadampa master said practice, and also this practice is the best method and create large amount of create merit. Therefore, I think this is very important talk here, you know, people who do practice, I think a little bit help. Okay? Then, any of the Buddhists, like, practicing, any of the Buddhists, like, you do practice, then, it's very important, clean the environment. Clean the environment. Because why, if you want to invite leaders and VIP in your room, and people do clean that. And similarly, if you invite to Guru, Buddhas, Buddha followers, and all the holy beings, invite to your home and gamble everywhere, of course you need, like, you know, clean the environment. And I think, like, you know, clean the environment, like your room, house, and gamble, and temple, and stupa, and the environment is one of the part of Buddhist practicing. Practice, one of the practice, yeah, Buddhist practice. The liberation in the hollow of your hand, Pauka Rinpoche said, mention a lot, like, you know, it's very important to clean your environment. Also, he mentioned the story of the Pataka. I don't know, we Tibetan call his name Papa Lochumba, but I think his name is Patika, and include the liberation of the hollow of your hand. And anyway, I want to share the story, because the story make you are how important clean the environment, okay? During the Buddha time in India, the one of the village has family. They always, like, you know, born a lot, like, son. Whenever they got the son, they're going to lose the son. Make sense? One parents born in some boy, whenever there's born boy going to lose, they die, going to die. Okay? The one parents always they got the baby boy, whenever they got the boy, they're going to die. Okay, then the village one grandma asked their parents, if you get another boys, please call me. And they got another boy, they called the grandma. Then grandma did so many things. Then grandma sent in many different religion. Then this boy cannot learn anything. Those teachers teach him two words, one is like hum, dr, like something like two words. He remember first one, easy to forget the second one. He learned second one, he forget the first one. He cannot learn. Then the teachers refuse to teach him. Many different, like, community refuse for him, because they said, oh, I have to take care of so many students. I cannot focus to him because he cannot learn anything. Then finally, and he joined in Buddhist. And Buddha gave him this word to memorize, and two words. In Tibet say deep utmata. In English say abandon dust, stains. Okay, Buddha teach him, but still again he has very difficult. And then Buddha thought, I shall purify him of his karma. Then he asked him, can you do polish shoes for monks shoes? Asked him. He said, yes, I can. Then Buddha asked monks, please let him do to polish your shoes to purify his karma. Then monks let him do. Then he did, like, clean the monk's shoes, And violin, he recite and these two words. But eventually, he learned. Okay, he learned these two words. Then Buddha told him, you no longer have to polish. Polish, the clean, no longer have to clean. But the second and recitation, while you sleep out of the temple. Basically, he like give job to clean the temple. Then he almost finish. They come to all the winds. Then as he have to go do again and again and again and again and again. He did 3 months anyway. 3 months. During that time, he think about like, you know, visualize booms. Booms. Boom is wisdom realize selfless. Okay. And all the dust is like three poisons, like your attachment, anger, and ignorance. Okay. Then after 3 months, like, you know, they have many, like, long story. I don't want to tell every story, but then Buddha asked Ananda, tell him to teach one of the nunnery. You heard already, right, this story in Kunul, like, liberation of Palomar. Then nuns are very angry because nuns think the Buddha looked down and women. Because he did not learn with it like 3 months, 1-2 words, then why he sent to us to teach? But the Buddha know he become very like, you know, the knowledgeable because he cleaned the environment. And then anyway, he went there, he teach the wonderful teach, he become the dead life, he become Araha. Therefore, we call the Papa Lochimba. He's become a very level high caste. He did clean the his, like, you know, temple and this and that. He purify all the his, like, negative karmas. Then he becoming very high level anyway. And also sutra is a tale, 5 benefit. Clean the environment, like we say, Rang Sentongwa, Jej Sentongwa, Lanoko. I don't know this correct translate or not. And mind will become clear, and other people's mind clear, and the deities are love you, all the deities, to be beautiful, inner or outside. Inner beauty and outside, and will be reborn in the pure light. Make sense? Okay. I think that's very important. Like, you know, if your mind is clear, if your mind is clear, and you are feeling good, right? If you're feeling good and you do good things and you bring all environment and positive energy, and that's like it depends each other. You clean the environment, make your mind clear. If your mind clear and you think good, doing good, then bring to the all environment positive. And that's very important, because if your environment, the energy, and positive energy, is good for your family, good for your the community. Because because in Tibet, like, you know, sometimes we don't know, in a family problem, the people are losing jobs and many difficult, like, you know, we don't know, sometimes we don't know what reason, because we always like difficult situation, because environment is not good. Therefore, in Tibet, we do a lot, like, you know, house blessing, offering time again and again, because clean the environment. Make sense? Okay. Then I think if our mind is not clear, it's really not good, because cause that we are feeling is not good. If feeling not good and doing not good, cause that we bring, like, you know, negative energy all environment. Like, for example, I don't know you guys. For me, if I go through court and jail and hospital, always, like, you know, my mind is closed. Now, I can cause that because the environment, people who visit court, is that, I don't know, they always, most of them thinking negative, right? Similar, like, in a prison. Yeah, and hospital, people have suffering, go there. Therefore, I think thinking is environment really, how to say, it's really not good. Therefore, anyway, then whenever you clean the, like, you know, clean your room, your house, in the gamble, whenever you clean, and have to think about I'm going to invite here all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, our Guru, and all, like, holy beings. Then I'm going to offer for 7 lamb patties for all Mother Sentient Beings, and long, happy, healthy, successful life, not only this life, until the rich enlightenment. Something this kind, you have to motivation to clean your whatever environment. It's benefit a lot. Make sense? Okay, that's good. I don't know, maybe this one. That what I mentioned, like, you know, seven lamb patties are very, very important. Seven lamb patties are like similar, they did not say here, for example. Like, if we have to go to somewhere for travel, like, take the car, 7 lamps. If the car don't have one wheel, we cannot get the destination, right? And similarly, this 7 lamp pray without one, like, you know, 7 lamp. Yeah, one of the lamp. The 7 lamp practice is the transportation to the liberation, to the enlightenment. Therefore, if we miss one of the lamps, we cannot go there. Therefore, it's very important to practice through the liberation. Okay. Please, if you don't understand, let me know. Okay. Therefore, whenever you do, like, you know, Tara practice and Medicine Buddha, and Guru Puja, and 100 Buddha Tushita prayer, everything you need, patties, and 7 lamb patties. And especially, like, you know, 100,000 prayer of 100,000 Tushita, 100 Buddha Tushita, prayer of the 100 Buddha Tushita is, like, you know, you invite all the Lama Tsongkhapas from here to offering for the 7 limes. That's the like we call, this pages we call 100 Buddha Dusita pages, like something like that. Therefore, it's very important to practice Samilang. And also the they have many different like seven name prayer, but shortest one is the king of the prayer like Shanta Wado Chiji Shabado Jisa Yonka Shi Sawai Gawa Chuse Daki Chesa Ba Tonje Zubi Shung Chu Shung Wos. That means like like a prostration and prostration shantavada chi prostration offering and purification rejoice requires to teaching requires to live long and dedication. That's the seven line practice. Okay. The first one is like prostration. Prostration are the specific antidote, right? Antidote and proud, arrogant. Okay, arrogant. And especially we say like, you know, in Tibet we call like general speaking Tibet we say shansa. Shansa means like respect. Okay, respect. Also, another way we say shan sa, sha means like clean. Sha means clean, sa means receive. Make sense? Sha, sa is a prostration. Sha means clean. Clean you are like, you know. Three poisons. And sa means like receive you are. Blessing from all the Buddha's speech, mind, and body's quality. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we call shansa. Shansa. And I just want to share here story. Like, you know, the proud, arrogant is really not good. Even though you like, you know, the your whole life you practice, meditate, but one arrogant distort whole your life. The many Kadamba master tell the story, they are in a village, then one guy always kill sheep. Sheep, I think most of you already heard this story, and kill a lot of sheep. One, he's the one killer, okay? Then one time, somebody order for him the meat, then he have to kill. When he went to the like, you know, sheep house, what we call sheep house, I don't know. He went there, he tried to kill the sheep, but he cannot find his knife. And then he look around there, he cannot find. Then one of the sheep hide the knife, then sleep on the knife. Then cry. Okay. Then he saw this situation. Then he changed his mind. Then he how much he killed, like, you know, sheep's previous. Then he thought, okay, if I live, still I'm going to kill because he's the one killer. Then he do better to I'm like, you know, die. Then if I'm die, and all the sheep's like safe. Then he thought he went to the on the mountain, he just jump. Then cause this motivation, he fly. Then in the mountain, one monk, every day he do practice, meditate, he doing like that. He's a wonderful monk. Then he saw that situation, he thought, oh, he kill every single day, create nagiri karma, he can fly, why not me? He tried to fly. But because proud. That's like, you know, we said, like, you know, proud is really not good. Oh, okay. Make sense? Okay. I just want to share. Then fast leg prostration, right? Whenever you do prostration, we have the three types of prostration, the body, speech, mind. And body, you do like two different, very long one and short one. And speech, you doing like wonderful chant, pray, those things. Think, you always good. You always think like, you know, the basically respect for all the beings. Then and also like, you know, whenever you do prostration, they have two different. Some people do like this, and from here and here and here, three times. But you shoot like your thumbs inside your hand. Do like this, one, two, three, body, speech, mind, like this. That's also very good. And when I was young, my teacher teach me like one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. I think that's like, you know, Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Because our, like, you know, the tradition is Guru is very important. Because why Guru is very important? Guru is the, like, representative past, present, future Buddha. Therefore, if that's very important, if we do prostration for Guru, that's enough for, like, you know, past, present, future Buddha. Therefore, we do Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Basically, we are received, like, you know, our Guru's body, speech, mind, all the quality received for, and Buddhas and Dhamma, Sanghas, all the receive the all the qualities. Make sense? Okay. Therefore, we do this one, two. Also, we said, like, you know, we are going to create merit, right? And Guru is like supreme feat, supreme feat of merit. Yeah, something like that. Also, they have a lot of benefit, like, you know, benefit. Their sutra said 10 different benefit, and they have many different benefits, something you don't believe. Then also, like, you know, I knew in at the monastery during the when I was there, some of the monks had gastric problem, got the cancer, and they went to the Buddha Gaya. They did 100,000 prostration, they recovery. Many of them. That's the really truth. Like, you know, therefore they have a lot like different. Many different benefits. And also another one, then the second one is offering, right? Offering. Then whenever you do offering, the beginning, we need pure intention, pure motivation. Pure motivation is very important. And also it is very important to set off whatever you are offering very beautifully, very beautifully. Okay. Because if your intention is not good, the offering is not good. Therefore, I told like last Thursday story of the one of the Geshe Bekuja. Also, this one is like, you know, many master tell us, the Geshe Bekuja, he was young age, he's stealing, thief. Then he became a monk, and he's very petitioner. And then one time, one of the family, one time his beneficiary coming to his house, beneficiary. Then he set up very beautifully, like extra flower, extra like the incense, and very beautifully he set up. Then he sit down, he check his motivation. Then he check motivation, then whatever he did, not for Mother Sinche beings. He just for when his beneficiary come to his home, then the beneficiary make more him help. That's his motivation. Therefore, then he hit that, he grab all the dirt, ashes, he throw the way, fully monks, he says something bad word, then he just threw the all the offering, this something like that. Then one another monk asked what he did, then they said that offering is the best ever his offering, because he changed to his motivation, right? And therefore, it's motivation is very important to offering. Then, especially whenever you offering like Samaya Badira, like offering for Samaya. Samara Badira offering. You can make flower offering that blue to you, and also flower offering that doesn't blue to you. You can all object you can offering, basically, if we are available, offerings everywhere is available. For if you go to grocery store, there are so many wonderful foods you can offer. If you park garden, you can go to see all wonderful flowers you can offer. Okay? Samatha Bhadra's offering is different the offering we do here. Offering Samaya Bhadra offering is one by one, create multiple. If you offering one one lamp, you can create many hundred and thousand. You can think about it mentally, multiple increase size, something like that. You can offer. To talk these all things or not now. Yeah, sure, yeah.
What is the best motivation for making offerings? It's simple, but I think I've missed it.
Yeah, whenever you offering, whenever you practice, just like a symbol, what I doing that, that's for all Mother Sinche being, long, happy, healthy life, not only this life, until the enlightenment. That's the best motivation. Whatever you offering, whatever you do practice, make sense? Yeah. Yeah. If you think about because for me, free from suffering, for successful, is motivation is not good. Then I think that's okay. You need successful this and that. But Mahayana motivation is you have to think about all Mother Sinche beings, whatever you do. Make sense? I don't know. Actually, this morning I saw the news make me a little bit like something like that. Whenever I heard like this kind of news, then my mind is no good. Okay.
I think, contrary, your mind is very good.
Okay.
Very good teaching. So, when we go about our everyday practices, like, or if I'm just cleaning the house.
Okay.
Is it good to offer that? To do the dedication and offer it and then look at that as my practice, or instead of just I'm going to go through the drudgery of cleaning the house, should I offer things in my everyday life as my practice?
Yeah. And in my hometown, all parents like clean the house every single day. They have dust or not, it doesn't really matter. They clean every day. Then clean every day is the part of practice, Buddhist practice.
Use the same dedication before we start?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And instead of your motivation and also dedication. And, okay, any questions? Maybe I will talk two different, two lamps, then we do discussing, maybe. Then I think offering a water bowl is very, very important, easy to do, and a lot of benefit. Water bowl, I think most of our members do water bowl offering, right? Water bowl. They are water bowl. Okay. Actually, they have, usually like general, they have seven, I don't know how count number of the seven, mm-hmm. But more is great. But why we do seven? Because we do whenever we do ritual, arango, pade, pibe, like drink water, and wash feet, and flower, and incense, and butter lamp, and perfume, and food, and also the Buddha after born, he stayed by seven, symbolize this seven. Okay, but if you more offering is more wonderful. Make sense? Okay. Then if you offering water bowls, they have many different benefits, but also they say add like different benefit, purify and pure morality, and find best food and drink, and well balance body and well balance in mind, good personality. And a clean mind, and compassionate heart, freedom negative karma, and freedom sickness, and pleasing vows, like beautiful vows. Vows, yeah, benefit about water bowl. Then also, I think maybe we can say the offering is part of the generosity. The generosity, the practice generosity is very important, because the result of generosity is heavy old material things you need. But sometimes we do a lot of hard work, we cannot get whatever we want, right? Then people sometimes people don't need to do anything, always get whatever they need, because they did a lot of generosity previous life. Yeah. And then also like and after like whatever you offering, then say om ahu, whatever you offering, fruit, flower, water bowl, food, whatever you offering, they say om ahu. Then om ahu mantra, recite this mantra, gather blessing of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas into the object, whatever you offering, flower, incense, whatever. And Om Ahum is Om multiple offering, multiply offering. A transform water to amrita and nectar, and Hum purify all defects. Yeah, therefore it's very important to say Om Ahum, whatever you offering. Anything is here. Then, offering is everywhere whenever we go. Even we eat like lunch, dinner, and breakfast, before you eat, you can offering fast and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, whatever you say. Like, you know, you can offering, then you can say Om Ahum, Om Ahum. Similar, like, same like this. Okay. I think third one is purification, right? Purification. They have four powers: power of object, power of regret, power of promise, power of petis. Make sense? Okay. Anyway, I read down one English vocabulary. It's not here. But anyway, the power of the object is like we do power of object. Okay, better to say like that. Whenever you like create negative karma, they have two ways to you create negative karma. Then the first one is like Buddhas. Second one is the sentient beings. Make sense? We don't have a chance, I don't know how to say, that in the create negative from Buddha, very little. But we allow to create negative karma all sentient beings. Okay? Therefore, if you purify and negative karma create from Buddha, you have to have, like, you know, purify from Buddhas and taking refuge and meditation about bodhicitta, something like that, purify. And if you create negative karma from sentient beings, then you have to, like, you know, practice loving kindness and meditation about compassion. Make sense? Yeah. Because, like, you know, we have to have purify. If we cannot purify, our negative karma is increasing. The increase cause that we got a lot of suffer. Therefore, like all the masters give advice for us, purify. Okay? That's the, like, you know, first, the power of object, and the power of the regret. And you have to think about all you create negative karma from your body, from your speech, from your mind. Like, for example, body, how much you kill for bugs and so many this life. They kill a lot of cockroach, right? People love to kill cockroach. And people kill, yeah, the cockroach, and then they steal. And sexual misconduct, how much you did this life. You have to think about previous life. Similarly, like, you know, you have to think about and harsh words. You say so many bad words for people. And then diverse speech. If you don't like two friends very like friendly, you go there, try to suppress those friends. And similarly, like, you know, if you go through the some people has very nice things, usually wants to those things you want. Okay? Those all negating action. Then also, like, you know, people who you don't like, they are successful, then you jealous. People who like don't like, they are like difficult situation, you are happy. This all not good. This all cause then you got suffering. Therefore, how much you did those things, then you have to regret. How you regret? Regret, very strong regret. Just regret is not help. Then how, like, you know, three person got the poison same time. One guy already dead. One guy is very painful. The one is how regret. He's nothing. He's not sick. He's not died. But how is he feeling? Because one already dead, one already is sick, and one already, like, you know, something like this kind, and you have to regret, okay? Then power of the third one, power of the promise, right? Power of the promise. Then you have to think about those all negative actions. Then you have to think, oh, since today, even cause of my life, I never do. Okay, just like today, tomorrow, then spend day and month and life. You have to promise like something like that. Then last one is practice. Then you recite, like, you know, mantra, Vajrasattva mantra, and this and that. You have to so many things and practice, right? You have any question? I thought you grabbed. Okay. Then the every negative acting can purify through these four powers. Four powers, they have any negative cannot purify. Every negative karma, even like, you know, the, like, I don't know how to say, killed the father, mother, and blood to the, any, you know, the five. Yeah, even though you did something like that, you can purify through these four powers. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Then I think we have still more, like, you know, the rejoice and many more. For I think we're going to stop here. Some people has questions, then we can I can give answer. If I cannot, then don't give answers. Then if nobody has questions, we celebration Easter.
Kisi-sang-po, I have a question about offerings. During the class, you mentioned, you know, with the water bowls, it's good to have the bowl bigger than the cup that you use.
Yeah.
If you have a very small altar, what you know, that you couldn't fit seven large bowls, what's your advice?
Make your cup small. No, I'm just joking. I think it's like better to offering. Like I understand, like you know, I think this more focus in Tibet and the monastery, because that's like you know the liberation of the palm of your hand, right? Because he teach the at the monastery, then he focus more monastery. The monastery has very big altar. Therefore, we can like you know the our like water bowl is like very big. Therefore, here is we have like you know most of us very small altar. Therefore, we can offer in a small one.
Okay.
Yeah. But in most America, cups are large. I understand because here like small, you know, go to India large. Okay. Any questions? Okay, Joey. Joey, not Joey. So I don't know.
I know we have a traditional 7 offerings and stuff. I've also heard that you can offer 8 offerings by adding music and so forth. Could you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, I said like you know, generally they said 7. 7 is, I think, traditionally India hospitality people invite like VIP people their home. They offer water, this and that, come from that. But you can offer more than 8. 9 is also good, 10 is also good. More is better than 7. Okay?
Is the power of promise the same as renunciation? The power of resolve? Okay.
Power of the promise is like, you know, now, yeah, kind of that. Then also like, you know, you have to think about, okay, cause I did all this negative karma, then I will going to, I don't know, this is good or not, say, going to hell. Therefore, I'm not going to any of these like negative actions, even though cost my life, then I'm not going to do something like this kind of mind you need. Make sense? Okay. Sorry. The English is not good. Not the English. My English is not good.
Geshe Sangpa, with that power of promise, what if you can't honestly promise that you will never do something again? You know that you're going to do your best, but you know that it's very likely that you're going to fail. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I think honestly, we all need to know what we can do best, but we cannot do like you know very perfectly. Therefore, we're still here. If we did like, you know, perfectly through the 4 power purification, we still not here. We already like, you know, become a Bodhisattva or Buddha already. But we cannot like, you know, perfectly, I don't know how to say. Yeah, therefore we still here. Therefore, we try to do best.
How long can you leave a food offering on the altar and you know still think that it's a fresh offering?
There are different way, like you know in some of the family offering lunch, dinner and breakfast before the day eat, they offering for altar. They offering, then they take off and then offering lunch like this and that. But I think for us, we can for offering food for one day. Yeah.
How does one earn the title His Eminence?
Oh, that's your Koshin. I thought that's for Geshe-la. Koshin for Geshe Gele, not Geshe Sambo.
Lama and I were talking about it earlier.
How does a monk earn the title of this, his eminence, right?
His eminence.
I think it's not only monk, also nuns and also lay people can earn, because through the like those practice, yeah? through the practice, not make sense. Okay. Everybody can be like his eminence. Because everybody can't be Buddha. Make sense? Through the practice. It makes sense? Yeah. If you do purify and create merit, even though people call you his eminence or not, you become like that. The people don't have to call his eminence, but many of the people more level his eminence. But people never call his imini, something like that, right? That's a title, that's a degree, not like degree and not title. And like, you know, people who become like, I don't know how to say, the people like become a PhD, they're studying a lot to become PhD, right? This is not like something like that. Make sense?
Geshe-la's teacher is His Eminence, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, somebody call him. Yeah.
Anyone could just call anyone His Eminence?
Somebody called, somebody did not call. But that's not... I don't know how to say, but this is not like, you know, you can earn like, you know, the studying one by one, then you become like this and that, not like that. You have to have like a practice, whatever Buddha said, then you become like, you know, his eminence or his holiness, whatever, like, you know, if you become his holiness, people don't have to call you his holiness, but you are becoming holy. Make sense? I'm Geshe. I did study many years and become a Geshe. That's different than his eminence, I think. Totally different. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not an official title?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah.
The
reverence? Yeah, people respect call, like, you know. If I think Kesar Rinpoche now people call his imini, he doesn't like, I think. Some people doesn't like, but means like, you know, some people doesn't like Shaji and this and that. They always say, don't call me Shaji, don't call me this, like many like High Lama said, because most High Lama wants to be like, humble. Make sense? Yeah.
So we respect you if you call you.
You never call me his imini. I'm not that level. Honestly, yeah. Because I will embarrass. Yeah. You can call me Geshe because I did Geshe like, you know, 2001. Yeah. Okay.
I was wondering how the practice of offering warbles and these practices that involve the imagination and how they compare with going to the homeless shelter and feeding people directly or helping people in a direct way.
That's a very good question. Yeah. I don't know how to say. But many people, many different explaining, and Geshe-la and I thought like, you know, if you, Geshe-la, we discussed it a lot, like, you know, many people has different opinion, And my opinion is giving the things for shelter, giving things for poor people. Make sense? That's your question, right? Giving or poor people is better than offering, and that's my opinion. Okay. That's my opinion. I don't know other people's answer.
Geshe Sangpo, could a person maybe combine those things too? Like you're offering to homeless people and think, you know, I'm offering to these homeless people here in Raleigh, but mentally I'm offering to all the homeless people and also to all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas, that this offering is going to help somebody practically, but in my mind I'm also...
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. I'm going to give for here, okay, representative of all Mother Sanji being Buddha Sabha was for him. And this is like, you know, for all the like hungry and sickness for recover this and that, you can think. That's really good. Somebody has question there, maybe. Oh, he said right side. Okay, Namula. Dedication, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Before we do the dedication, I think we're do the praises to the 21 Taras on page 191, and this is to. Our motivation and intention is to remove obstacles to the light of the path retreat, and also for the people on the prayer list and all your personal intentions. So start with 191. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous. Sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Fearers, Tribune Lotus. Kamishi, his faith combines a 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a 1,000 star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned. Giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limit. Relied on by conquerors, children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space. Trampling with their feet the seven, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamama. Honored by the host of spirits, corpses with Gandhavas, Yakshas, homage with their threat and pace sound, disjoined foes, magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jomuja, library masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon, all earth guardians assemble, shaking frowning with their homes, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair not, sending out much light eternal, homage him with wreath ablaze like eon deadening fire abiding, Rasha flippant joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer, homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil, homage she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, breathes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to Re with seed letter, the shape of syllable, whom Bhagavad Sampa shakes his three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand, the hammock moon of devil-like form, with white spoken Tara empty, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings in the kin arouse to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with white Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Jososo spirits, yakshas, and race corpus supreme ture. These praises with the rule mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Then turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. And then go to page 246 and 247, and we'll read the dedication from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains. For as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the mysteries of the world. Then go back a few pages and we'll do read the short long life prayers first for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenreze Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Now on the opposite page, the one who mastered speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then on the other side, you uphold the subduer's moral way, who serves as a bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And 7 green tar mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe-sangpo's long, healthy, happy life. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 So I think we have a couple of announcements this morning. Chris has one.
Hi, I'm Chris, and I work with the Kanap Center Prison Project. I go with a guy from the Shambhala tradition in Durham. And we go to Caledonia Prison to work with people there. Classes in meditation and mindfulness, and we use books for these classes, and they're kind of expensive. So what you can do is you can contribute directly to either the whole prison fund in general, or to the class in particular, or buy the books in particular, or books in general. And the way you do this is you go to the banner ad for the Did You Know? That's what I'm telling you. Did you know you can do this? for the prison project, and then I'll take you to a page where you can decide what you want to do, make a general donation, or buy any number of books. It really does help these guys. It's amazing how much they appreciate these books and how much they really get into these classes. I mean, we'll be away for 3 weeks, and they don't get mad at us at all. They just come back to the classes. You know, we're so terrified that they're going to say, oh, my gosh, they're going to think that we don't care about them anymore. But it's just amazing. These guys just love the fact that we come and help them with these things. And there are several prisons where we do this at a women's prison and a couple of men's prisons. So they're all important. So thank you.
And very quickly also, next weekend we'll be doing something completely different. We're having a little mini Tara retreat on Saturday and Sunday. It'll be just during the daytime, 10:30 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon. And that includes this time period next Sunday morning. So we're going to bring all the Taras down from the main altar to a really beautiful altar in the center of the room. And Geshe Gelug will be leading this retreat. So we won't have teachings, but anybody is welcome to come and join in that next Sunday morning and have an opportunity to do a completely different kind of practice and work with Geshe in a completely different way. We will still have meditation circle in the morning before it. And all the kids are off camping right now, but if there's anybody here who normally uses family program for your kids, family program will still be meeting in session at this time next Sunday morning. And yeah, thank you, Karen. That's a great question. Yes, it's okay to come just for the Sunday morning session or for any of the sessions over the weekend. If you can't come for the whole thing, but you're interested in coming and just experiencing some of this, then the schedule is on the website. It's like 10:30 to 12 in the morning, and then, you know, an hour, two 1 hour sessions, something like that in the afternoon. So please, if you're interested in just checking it out and coming for a short part of it, you're welcome to do that. And Jill says, yes, can you sponsor the retreat? And you can. And so if you go to the calendar and look up next weekend, there's links on there to how to sponsor it. And there's so much merit in sponsoring spiritual practice. It benefits everybody who's doing the practice. It benefits you as the sponsor, and it you know, creates the cause to meet the teachings again. How wonderful is that?
Hello, I'm from the Serenity Gardeners. We're going to still have ground stay during Tara Week, but we're pushing it early in the morning. So we're going to do it like 8 o'clock to 10:30 or 10, somewhere along in there. So if you're interested, there's a lot of work to be done. I think we're going to have zinnias. Is that possible? We possibly might have zinnias. We've got some other plants and definitely some weeding to do. So if you can come, please do. It's an early practice that you can do, and then come to the Tara practice.